at what you made us do. Early morning shit, this what you wake up to. They can't fade us too. Matter of fact, look at what you made us do. Let's have breakfast. Yeah, yeah, it's time to have breakfast. And I'ma do the same. About to tell them have breakfast. Yeah, so get your plate.
Now, John.
Oh, no. All right, great. I'm going to start the show and you start talking. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, now John is grainy is what I want to say. Now you're coming crystal and he's...
Perfect. We're back with a...
Jing, jang, dong, dong.
Yeah, just fucking, talk over me. I'm trying to start the motherfucking show. God damn
it. We're off to a great start here.
Real well-oiled machine. No, I'm very excited because we have an autumn-themed cereal. I was like big on the theme cereals that I wanted to buy for us. And so that's what we're starting with today. But before we get to that, what did you guys do with the Fruit Loops? Did you finish them? Did you go back for more?
I didn't have any additional Fruit Loops, but my daughter ate them and loved them.
Does she like bananas?
Yes, she does like bananas.
Yeah, they were heavy on the banana flavor.
I tried to eat them like 2 days ago and they were so stale that I threw them out.
Yeah, they get stale so fast. It's just like old cereal technology, I feel like. It sucks. How is your fall going, since we're going to have a fall cereal? Anything special? No. Okay, yeah, you guys are real high energy tonight.
We're doing, you know what? There's a lot of spooky stuff going on.
Fantastic. You know, right. I'm out east on Long Island. It's gorgeous every day. Go to the beach, get all this, you know, harvest time fruits and vegetables. It's great. Love it. Apple picking. Did that once. I went to Corn Maze last year for the first time. We'll never do that again. They show you this photo from like 400 feet in the air, and you're like, wow, it's amazing. This incredible design that says 2020 on it, and it's got like a little heart, you know, horse and cart. And then you go into a Corn Maze and realize you're just walking around. You can't see anything, and you're just lost in a cornfield for an hour and a half. It's terrible. Never do that again.
I'm imagining the scene from The Shining where he's like frozen out in the hedges.
Okay, so I kind of want to just get right into this because I've been juiced for this cereal for the last year because I missed it last year. So without further ado, let's open it up. Whoa.
My fall's been good, though. Thanks for asking.
I guess this is an autumnal cereal.
Ooh.
Cool.
Wow. Is that
good? Oh, yeah.
Wow. This looks good. This could be really good.
It looks real. My expectations are very high. Wait, so tell us what we're looking at.
We just opened a special edition Kellogg's Apple Jacks Caramel box of cereal. Wow. 10.1 OZ of pure goodness.
So the first thing I noticed, does Apple Jacks now have a mascot? It's this really crazy apple with a gigantic mouth on the cover.
and a pair of Chucks.
Yeah, signature item.
And like like basil sticking out of his head for some reason. Mint.
His leaf is a little wilted, I think, because he's supposed to look more crazy. It's kind of like a mohawk.
He's been doing a lot more than Apple Jacks, I'll tell you that much. This guy is wired.
Like, I can see the back third of his eyeball. You know, they're sticking out that far. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, like, definitely he's on some uppers, no question. He's very excited. I found what the original Apple Jacks mascot looks like, and it's even scarier. Take a quick look at this.
Whoa. No way.
Okay.
Way scarier.
Okay. Can someone describe what we're seeing here? Because, like, I think people need to know.
So this is like Apple Jacks were introduced in the 60s. The original Apple Jacks mascot it's as if, like, you know when you carve a pumpkin? It's like someone took an apple and they carved a smiley face onto the apple. But like the apple's been out for a while, so it looks like a little bit browned from the oxidation.
Also, he's wearing a hat made of his own skin.
Wait, is that what it's made out of?
Someone carved his skin and made a hat out of apple skin. Oh, why? God. Oh, God, why?
That's so disturbing. So actually, the current Apple Jacks mascot is a little bit better than that, actually. We were just making fun of it, but the original one is terrible. Apple Jacks, as we know, are supposed to be apple cinnamon flavor. This special edition is caramel flavor. They only do it in the fall, which is the season for caramel apples and apple picking. So,
wow. Really?
And I actually personally just love caramel flavored stuff. I don't know about you guys.
I have nightmares. I'm cringing right now just thinking about a caramel covered apple. Have you ever attempted to bite into a caramel covered apple? That is one quick way to remove your teeth from your mouth.
Guaranteed tooth removal. But I don't actually really like caramel apples for that reason. Like they're really hard to bite. But I think caramel and apple flavors are great.
Live happily, appley.
What are you talking about?
They always say that at the Jericho Cider Mill. You know, live happily, appley.
This episode is sponsored by Jericho Cider Mill, by the way. Can we get them to do that? Yeah. Anyway.
You cannot live within 100 miles of Long Island and not know about the Jericho Cider Mill. People drive from all over.
All our listeners in India are going to be really excited about that.
Yeah. We have to talk about the back on this thing.
Yeah. Go through the back.
So there's a big banner that says, "Welcome to the Carmival." And it's a carnival made of caramel things, caramel-themed things.
This is another solid back. There's a lot of activities.
There's a lot of activities. There's a decoder. There's a caramel coaster decoder. How bad is this cereal for me? 150 calories? That's not so bad.
That's normal.
One of the most vivid memories I have from being a child is I don't remember trying many cereals for the first time, but I remember trying Apple Jacks for the first time because they were bad. And my mom was like, "You cannot have this." And then one day she was like, "You can have these." And I remember tasting them and thinking they were amazing. I ate the whole box probably in half an afternoon. Delicious.
I always feel like Apple Jacks, like if Fruit Loops were, like if we're talking, if Fruit Loops were Super Mario, Apple Jacks were Luigi. They're like kind of similar, you know, the same, they're clearly made in the same factory, same shape, same ingredients, just different flavoring, different color. Not as popular.
They were good, but they had that nuclear orange coloring. I don't know if that's how you say nuclear, but...
Oh, yeah.
Nuclear.
I'm getting a strong, fake caramel hit opening this bag. The smell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bong rip of caramel if you put your nose in the box. It's a huge hit. So, this is another Kellogg cereal. Like the one we had last week. Again, Kellogg's known for Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops, so that's not surprising. The box was clearly made by the same design team. The back of this box is killer. You've got a maze, hidden shapes, and there's like points so you can keep track of the score.
Is Kellogg's the undisputed champion of box art? What do we call that? The back of box activity section?
Back of the box. I mean, well, we've only done two Kellogg cereals, but so far these are way beyond any other brand. Like this, the back of this box is excellent, dude. There's like a decode. There's like a secret message that you have to decode from one of the things. Just tons of stuff.
The only thing that could put it over the top is if there was a thing that came in the box.
Yeah, do they not do those anymore? Only if it's only Ian the Malcolm. Funko. Yeah, only the most terrible cereals.
The good news is there's something in the box. The bad news is that you have currant flavored cereal.
Currant. So it's kind of interesting. If you look at the ingredients, there's actually dried apples and apple juice concentrate and caramel color. So this has more, you know, you rarely see, it's like when we had the Fruit Loops, they weren't like, yeah, there's lime juice in these. Like there were no distinguishable like fruit flavors. This one, they put apple in them, I guess. So that's kind of legit.
You know, I feel like it kind of tastes, the apple flavor tastes a little bit like that original Applejack's logo that had the browned apple. It tastes like,
you know, I was kind of having a hard time tasting apple until you told me there was apple ingredient in the cereal. And now I'm like, oh, all right, right. I taste it now.
Completely psychologically affected by it. I mean, I think this is a good sign. We all went right at this, opened the box before we even told, having multiple tastes. I mean, what do you guys think of the dry taste?
It's pretty similar to the Fruit Loops.
What? No. What do you...
Like we went from Fruit Loops to this, like it's kind of I don't know, it's kind of in the same style.
Styrofoam circles. It's all the same to John.
I don't know. I think these taste totally different. I get the apple, and the dominant flavor is this kind of fake caramel. And I think these are a little crunchier too.
I don't know. Maybe I do have COVID. I'm not getting a lot of flavor. Let's put it that way. Like Applejack, dude, Applejack is like spicy. Like when you had Applejacks, you were like, woof, apple. Like, yeah. Like you felt like the guy in the front of the box. Like eating these, I'm like, it doesn't remind me of Applejacks. It just has this like overt, you know, I actually like this fake caramel flavor, but that's kind of all I'm getting. I'm not getting Applejack.
There's two different colors of Saru. There's the orange, which tastes like, that to me is the caramel. Let's see, in the red one, that's also caramel.
They're the same flavor. They're the same flavor.
It tastes like apples with some caramel and cinnamon. This could be good in milk. It's good. It's got some little nubs on them too. So one is like orange, like a classic Applejack's color. The other one's like an apple color, like a red apple color. They've got these little brown flecks, specks of.
What are those supposed to be?
That's the apple.
Those are on the Apple Jacks too. I bet you, dude. I bet you that is the dried apple that's in the ingredients. Those little specks. There's probably some amazing machine that like snows the dried apple onto the O's. Like, and I'm actually gonna watch a video of that tonight to fall asleep.
That would be good on sorbet. Some dude at the restaurant comes with like a little. Like Parmesan shaver, but there's an apple loaded in there.
Incredible idea. I think actually what they did here is the original Apple Jacks are apple cinnamon, and this is just apple caramel. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. For me, I think these actually have a lot of flavor. They're not too sweet, and I'm like snacking hard on them. So I'm ready to go to the next level.
I'm ready to get my spoon wet.
Yeah.
Spoons.
What?
All right, this is gonna be good. Tonight, all of our bowls are being washed currently.
Right.
So I have a plastic Tupperware container with whole milk, and I'm gonna do something that's never been attempted before on a cereal show or by any kid or any adult. I'm gonna put the cereal in the Tupperware with the milk. I'm gonna put the lid on, and I'm gonna shake it up like a salad.
This looks so disgusting.
You laugh now, but this might be a new way to get your spoon wet. This is how all the kids are going to be getting their spoons wet in the future.
This is the number one way to make cereal unappetizing.
I poured it into a glass so I could run up the stairs faster and then put the cereal in second. This is a cardinal sin.
Yeah, we're real serious about this. Two people put the cereal milk in the wrong order. One person shook it up like a salad. The other person showed up with a tumbler.
It's a wine
cereal.
Glass. I'm fancy now.
I'm the only person with the bowl.
This is good. I like this.
Apple flavor is coming out in the milk. You know what I mean? Definitely a lot more apple.
This is great. I like it.
All right, so what are you guys thinking of the bowl of cereal? John's going back for a second bowl.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We can't really gauge with you because you started with like a small amount in the first cup.
Yeah, I'm going back for more. I mean, it's not as good as taste-wise as Strawberry Blonde, I think, but
I definitely like this better than the Fruit Loops. The flavor is great. I don't like it as much as regular Apple Jacks, though. You know?
Probably should have done a side by side, but I don't think the right word is spicy, but I do think the original Apple Jacks have a little more pop, a little more tanginess.
I think I prefer the original.
Yeah.
But this is a good, you know what, if you're a kid growing up right now, you eat Apple Jacks 10 months out of the year or 11 months out of the year, why not just switch it up 1 month, you know?
Exactly. If you were an Apple Jacks loyalist, and then October rolls around, caramel Apple Jacks comes out.
Yeah, this is like your pumpkin spice latte of the seasonal Apple Jacks.
And you know what? I bet they make it seasonal because they realize, like, listen, people want Apple Jacks. They don't want this all year round.
I gotta say, artificial apple flavor is good. Of all the artificial flavors that they use.
It's not artificial, though. It's actually the only real flavor.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure there's real fruit in there, but I'm sure there's also an artificial, like, apple flavor. You know, those little specks. I don't know. You think those little specks are giving it all the apple flavor?
Dude, the ingredients have dried apples, just fully dried apples, and then apple juice concentrate. I always love how the last ingredient a lot of the time is BHT for freshness. Like, can we just get like a jar? What would happen if you like drank a glass of BHT?
Bovine hormone treatment?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that must be what it is.
It's probably one of those chemicals that would kill like a whole city in a quantity more than like an ounce, you know?
Yeah, I mean, BHT sounds like a drug you do like in Ibiza.
Yeah. Oh, the milk after the after milk is quite good.
Other interesting fact, for some reason, the Fruit Loops box had all of the ingredients in Spanish. All of these are in English. There's no Spanish translation for any of the ingredients.
But it was made in Mexico. At least it says on the side of the box.
Yeah. And no these respect. Were not. These no only respect. Have the classic Battle Creek, Michigan.
Product of Mexico.
No, it says product of Mexico. Right there. Right under that.
Whoa.
Breeding.
Whoa, contains a bioengineered food ingredient.
Yeah. The apples. The one thing.
Right. The one natural thing.
I wonder if someone ever made a corn cereal. Speaking of maize. Like, like.
Corn flakes.
I mean, corn pops. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but like just corn kernels.
Yeah,
what a crazy comment. You know what color they should paint cars? Black.
But
yeah, we've done that. We've done that.
Oh no, oh no. Oh no. The box just fell everywhere. All right, so this milk tastes like what I think eggnog should taste like. Has someone ever forced you to drink eggnog?
No, I've actually never tried it.
It's awful.
It looks disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's too. There's eggs in there, and nog.
So that comment is really accurate because eggnog's gross. Eggnog is basically eggs, cream, sugar, and like some nutmeg and stuff. This has the caramel milk flavor without any of the other stuff that makes it like too heavy and too gross. In fact, to get a little bit scientific, I bet if you soaked Apple Jacks, these Apple Jacks in milk. Then use the milk to make ice cream, you would have awesome ice cream.
I agree with that. It's a great flavor.
That's it.
I don't know, guys. Are we ready to rate this cereal? I feel like we've done a lot of tasting.
Yeah, I think I've actually just eaten literally a half box of this. I'm going to put this away.
Yeah, we're going at it. By the way, before we do the ratings, I did find something interesting because I was looking up the Apple Jacks mascot. And in tradition with what we learned about Toucan Sam, apparently, the Apple Jacks mascot was involved in Gamergate.
What?
I mean, look at the photo I just found.
What did he do? Did he sexually harass?
He appears to be holding a Super Nintendo controller. And he's saying, no way, I'm a gamer to the core.
First of all, there's so much wrong in this photo. The GameCube's not even plugged in. He's holding an SNES controller in his left hand, and he's holding what looks like to be a Joy Wiimote in the other hand.
Yeah, he's such a good gamer. He's playing two systems at the same time.
He's got two Cat 5 cables that are not plugged in. This guy is not a gamer.
Oh, no. The craziest part is the two controllers are connected to each other, so they're not even connected to the systems.
Wow.
What is Gamergate?
I think it was a scandal like 5 years ago where a bunch of 4chan people started harassing women who were like game developers.
And the Applejack mascot was harassing people?
I don't know. I did notice there's another Applejack's mascot, which is a large cinnamon stick with dreads. That's pretty cool. Remember those big bananas that you see at carnivals, like the banana with the Rasta banana with dreads?
Yeah,
the big yellow joint. Big yellow joint.
I mean, it's one banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
Great reference. So, the Applejack cinnamon stick appears to be related to the Rasta banana because he has got like a hat and dreads as well. I'm gonna watch a commercial with these guys. I wonder if he has a.
Why would he have a Jamaican accent? That's racist.
Tyler, where are you?
I'm picking up Sarah.
Literally mailing it, like the definition of mailing it in. He's like left the room while we're doing the show.
What? No. No, I'm literally.
Guys, this is the first time I've eaten this much of a cereal just like sitting here. I'm just like snacking on it. Really? It's really good.
Not our strawberry blonde. We all had like 17 bowls of that.
I mean, I think we've had better cereals, but I mean, this one is just really snackable and it's not too heavy, you know?
Yeah, it's not offensive. Like, it's just kind of nice little kick of apple, and it's not too sweet.
All right, let's do the ratings.
Let's rate.
As usual, what are the categories? Can anyone tell me?
Flavor.
Yes.
Excitement.
Yes.
X Factor.
Yes.
Sound in mouth.
Like, so if you choke to death on it, it's a zero. No, we also have Seru and value. We have Seru and value. So that was pretty
that's right. Value.
That was pretty good. All right. So flavor, where do you guys come out?
It's a four. It's a four, Jim.
I think.
John?
Yeah, I'll give it a four. Four for real apple. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go five.
Whoa.
Yeah, because like the real apple pushes it over the top, the way it flavors the milk. It's. I mean, like, listen, this isn't the best flavor thing I ever tasted, but it's in the top tier of flavors. It's up there.
You know what? You might have swayed me. You might have swayed me. No, I'm a four. I'm a four.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm a four, Jim.
All right. Texture, I'm a two because these are the same as Fruit Loops. They get soggy too quickly. They get stale super quickly. Like my box wasn't even open and there were like a couple stale ones in here. That I think is unforgivable. But, you know, it's not like an awful texture. It's just like I feel like we've gotten better at making O's than this.
Oh, have we?
I thought you were going to drop an oh really into that, but that's acceptable.
Oh, that would have been way better.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe not. I thought that was pretty good.
It was good. It was not as good as oh really, but.
They're OR scrubs. Oh, are they?
So I'm a two on texture. What about you guys?
I think it's pretty good. I think you got circle, but you got a little, the apple shavings give it a little, those bumps on there make it a little something extra effort, you know? I'd say three.
Yeah, I'll give it a two. Because, you know, just, it's boring. It's the same old thing. You could have put this flavor on anything else. You could have put this flavor on a more interesting shape. I would have had a better.
But the product. Nodules. They're nodules.
I honestly think if they shape these like little apples,
yeah,
I'd be like, wow, I'd be blown away if they did that.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. You see they went the extra mile. All right, so we're all twos. Tyler's a three in texture. Saru. How do you rate the Saru?
What if they were Cheerio size?
Yeah, but you already got apple cinnamon Cheerios on the market. Just like these got to be distinguished.
Ooh, is that why they changed the colors? They were forced to.
No, not everything in the cereal world was a lawsuit.
Oh, it should be.
I wish it were true that like the legal teams at like Kellogg's and Post were just so busy. Like every time a new cereal hit the shelves, they were frantically suing each other for all sorts of like IP violations.
They're tightening their ties and saying, "Sick of boys."
Everyone's signing NDAs.
That actually is what happened.
Everyone's signing NDAs and non-competes. The CEOs are making secret agreements not to steal their food scientists.
I'm imagining someone walk into like, I guess Cheerios is like General Mills.
Cheetos.
I'm just imagining someone walk into like the Cheerios office, General Mills, like with a box of Kellogg's Caramel Apple Jacks, and like throwing it at the CEO and be like, "What the fuck is this?"
You know, that kind of like legal language.
Get Bob Mills on the line.
Are these our first two Kellogg cereals?
Yes, they are. They are. Dude,
Kellogg's is crushing it. I mean, these are the best two cereals that we've had, pretty much, aside from
box art, the flavor. The Saru has been, they literally reused the same mold for the last cereal in this one. But
yeah, of a sample size of two, it's pretty good. I mean, like, listen, Kellogg's has some of the heavy hitting brands. I think the General Mills cereal we had, which was the Sugar Cookie Toast Crunch, was a little bit better in just that department. But box art, far and away. Like, no one's even close. All right, so Saru, what is your rating for Saru? I'm a four, because I think, you know, this is a good Saru, but it's not that special. Like, it's not blowing me away.
I'll give it a three. Just on the road.
I'm a three. Yeah.
Value, this was another $4 or $5 box of cereal. This is like, you know, this is standard on the shelves, even though it's special edition, like you can get it. So that's a four for me, right? Especially for a cereal that's this solid.
Yeah.
Sorry, go for it, John.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a four also because it's got real apple in it. I mean, that's value.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, real apple.
Yeah. And I think, so if the box, how much did you say the box was? $6? Five bucks?
I know, like $5.
It's a banana. How much could it cost? $20, Michael? No.
Nice.
It's so seven servings per container. So it's less than $1 per bowl. That's pretty good. That's good value.
Dude, seven servings per container? Those are like monster size bowls.
I don't know. I just ate a half box and I didn't even break a sweat over here. So,
okay. So then we got X Factor. I'm five on the X Factor. Seasonal, real fruit, great box art, scary looking mascot that was kind of involved in Gamergate. I mean, like, what else you want? This is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's a four. It doesn't come with that. I think the toy in the box and the Courant really are what deserve fives. Like, I need to see something that I'm shocked by. This is all excellent, but I'm not shocked by any of it. I think, or not shocked by all of it. I think there's some well-worn patterns in here along with some new stuff. So I'm at four.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll give it a three. I mean, it's really, you know, it's just caramel. It's not blowing your mind. The kids aren't going like, "Oh my God, caramel flavored cereal," and like running down the aisle with it.
What would make the caramel X Factor five is if they included a little squeezy thing of caramel in there where you like you could just drizzle it on top.
Like a toaster strudel. Guys, I don't even think the cereal world is ready for that. Like that's like when we start making cereals. Like that's I agree. That would be amazing, but that cereal, we'd have to create a new rating scale.
Yeah, the black currant, the black currant compote in the little plastic squeezing tube.
Unbelievable.
Make it sound fancy. They'll love it.
Tallying things up, for some reason, John liked the Fruit Loops better than this. So John gave it a lower score. I think that's whatever. It's like, we'll accept that.
Hey, man, these scores aren't an exact science. It's just the whims of my taste.
For Tyler and I, this is a pretty high-scoring cereal. It's not in the highest category of what we've seen, but it's definitely in, like, the top third, I think.
Yeah, I think that's where it belongs.
I like this one. I do think this is – it might be the kind of flavor that you get sick of. One box of this isn't – like, I don't think next month you're buying another box of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you have it for that 1 month, and you forget about it, and you buy it again next year.
Are you guys going to eat this the rest of the week, you think, or no?
I'll have some. I think I'll have some. Tune in next week to find out.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have some bowls. How are you washing every bowl in your house? Crazy.
I don't know.
What do you have, like, three bowls? You have a house now.
No, we have six bowls, and they're all being washed or something like that. Believe me, I'm as shocked as you.
He's eating soup every day. Sorry, bless.
Oh, we did have soup last night.
The last 7 meals was soup.
Yeah. Have breakfast. Yeah. So get your plate.